Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. Until the early 1970s, many of the nation's rivers were virtually open sewers. Near Cleveland, the Cuyahoga River was so polluted it repeatedly caught fire. Today, lakes and rivers are much cleaner, thanks to the Clean Water Act, but some 40% of the country's waterways still do not meet clean water standards. As the Clean Water Act turns 35 years old this month, Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports it's starting to look a little gray.
James Lindsay watches his fishing line from the banks of the Anacostia River. The 53-year-old grew up here in Washington's southeast and remembers when he wouldn't come this close to the river.
It used to be pretty dirty, you know. You can smell the filth back in the day, you know, and it can be better. It can be better, but it's improved a whole lot, a whole lot.
It might be better now, but Lindsay still should not eat the fish he catches. And swimming, that's not safe either, especially after a heavy rain. Part of the problem is just steps away, where a thin man in khakis and glasses pokes around a large pipe.
This is a combined sewer overflow discharge point. It is where, after rainy days, unfortunately, raw sewage will be discharged into the Anacostia River.
That's Peter Lehner, executive director of the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's come to Washington to testify at a congressional panel on how the Clean Water Act is doing after 35 years. Just a short drive from the Capitol Dome, Lehner's found a glaring shortcoming. Runoff from streets and parking lots overwhelms the city's combined sewer system.
Frankly, the runoff is the major failure of the Clean Water Act. It's the major reason why still thousands of miles of waters are still not as clean as they should be.
From the little Anacostia to the mighty Mississippi, runoff, or non-point source pollution, is the big threat. A new report from the National Academy of Sciences says the federal government should more aggressively use the Clean Water Act to combat nutrient pollution from fertilizer used on farms and fields. Purdue University agricultural economics professor Otto During helped write that study. During says the act has done a good job on industrial discharges called point sources.
We're at a point now where that is no longer the major pollution. Roughly 90% of the nutrient pollution coming down the Mississippi was from non-point sources, largely agriculture.
The Academy report says there aren't water quality standards for many stretches of the Mississippi, and even monitoring data is lacking or not well coordinated. During says the Clean Water Act has not yet been fully applied to the problem of nutrient runoff. The result is a dead zone where marine life can't live in low oxygen waters where the river hits the Gulf of Mexico.
The act was designed for those things that the public perceived as the 800-pound gorilla. We've done fairly well with that 800-pound gorilla. Now we've got another 800-pound gorilla.
The Clean Water Act also has problems upstream. Recent Supreme Court decisions limit the act's authority over small streams and wetlands. And then there's the flow of money, or rather, the lack of it. Federal funding for clean water projects like water lines and sewage treatment has dropped some 60% since the early 1990s, even as aging infrastructure is starting to break down. Oregon Democratic Congressman Earl Blumenauer wants a long-term source of steady funding.
If we're able to establish a trust fund that is $10 billion, does that solve a long-term problem that is concerned by any estimate is over $500 billion? No. But it is significantly more than what we are doing now.
Blumenauer says there's broad public support for programs to help farmers reduce agricultural runoff and to help cities like Washington help keep the runoff from streets from causing sewage spills. Back on the banks of the Anacostia, Peter Lehner wonders when that support will start to trickle down.
One would think that the Capitol lawmakers would care more about the river that goes through their backyard, but they seem not to. It may not catch on fire like the Cuyahoga River did in 1972, but it's certainly not swimmable yet, even though the Clean Water Act's goal is to have everything swimmable. It's sad they haven't been willing to invest in our public infrastructure.
After 35 years with the Clean Water Act, all our rivers might not be fishable or swimmable, but at least they're no longer flammable.
'Cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river.
For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Burn on, big river. Burn on.